Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen during this week, which is Severe Weather Awareness Week. This is part one of a two-part interview. This week is Severe Weather Awareness Week here in Iowa. Each day has a different focus, and as we enter the week, what are some things that you want people to keep in mind as spring approaches and warmer weather arrives, thankfully?
It's the same thing we preach every year. Pay attention to what's going on, listen to the advice from your local officials, and just pay attention.
And Monday, today, is severe thunderstorms as the focus. Can you tell us the difference between a watch and a warning and what people should do?
So a watch means that conditions are favorable for severe weather to occur. A warning means that it is occurring or it is imminent to occur. So my favorite analogy is the Wicked Witch of the West from The Wizard of Oz. A watch is when she's still the cranky neighbor lady riding on her bike, and the warning is when she's legit the Wicked Witch of the West.
That makes sense. So when people hear that a warning has been issued, what should they do?
Get inside and look for more information. Check your weather, I've got 16 weather apps on my phone. You don't need that many, but just turn to a reliable source for the information. Don't rely on all the self-proclaimed experts on the internet. Go to your trusted news sources, to the National Weather Service. They're the ones who I'm gonna share their information.
And anytime a severe thunderstorm warning or a tornado warning is issued in Washington County, KCII's Severe Weather Action Team stops normal programming and we go live on the air to bring you that information. And we've seen, it used to be that we'd get warnings for a county at a time, and now we see those more specified. Can you explain that a little?
They're, as technology improves, the National Weather Service is able to really break down the areas where there is a threat. So they're able to distribute the polygons, which show where exactly the storm will track, because this is a complaint that we hear all the time. We don't want the sirens going off in Crawfordsville when we've got sunshine and blue skies and the storm is actually happening in Wellman. And that's, you know, the Weather Service has taken that to heart and they have adjusted that. And luckily here in Washington County, our siren warning system abides with those polygons. And this is something that you need to be aware of as you travel throughout eastern Iowa. Every county does not have the same policy. So if you're in Johnson County, the sirens will go off for high winds over 70 miles an hour, as well as hail. Thunderstorm warnings can instigate the sirens being set off, but they are also within the polygon. If you go to Muscatine County, Muscatine's policy is countywide. So you might be in an area with blue skies and no rain and no storms, but the sirens are going off due to storms in another part of the county. In Washington County, we set off the sirens within the polygon when there is a tornado warning.
And this kind of carries into the focus for Tuesday, receiving warning information. How can people, other than hearing the sirens in Washington County, how can they get that information when a polygon is issued and they're in that area?
So again, there's lots of weather apps out there. You can also sign up for the Alert Iowa system, which you can get text messages, you can get emails, and you can get actual phone calls with the robo voice that sounds really weird, but it still, it gets you the information.
And that's nice because then if you have a landline or a cell phone, you can sign up either number.
Yep, you can get it multiple ways. And as always, weather radios are a great thing to have. They have battery backup. They don't rely on cell signals. They don't, you know, it's redundancy in how you get your information is pertinent. And of course, I always post stuff on Facebook.
Perfect. And we guys talk too. Every time that we have severe weather.
Yep.
And Wednesday's focus is tornadoes.
It's a great opportunity to take a look at your practices at home, at work, don't just hear the siren and say, oh yeah, it's the test. Actually go through the motions of what you would do in a tornado. And one of the big things that I want to emphasize is, especially growing up going to school, you did tornado drills once a quarter or whatever, and you sat in the hallway, you put your hands over your neck and ducked down, and then you got the all clear and you went back to your classroom. And the reality is that while we're very prepared for that part of the scenario, a lot of people don't practice the what happens if we actually get hit. So you need to consider, do I have shoes on? If it's severe weather season and you're going to bed and you know there's bad weather, maybe put a pair of shoes, decent shoes close by, because if there is a hit, there's going to be a lot of debris around and you don't want secondary injuries or effects because you just don't have shoes on. And there's also, you know, a lot of places around have natural gas running to them. And if there a tornado hits, natural gas lines will be ruptured. So you need to know how to get away from that. So, and if anybody's been to the safety director from Pella, from Vermeer, he does an excellent presentation where he talks about that. He's like, yeah, we were great. We did our tornado drills all the time. We knew how to get into our shelter. We didn't know how to get out or if we should get out in the aftermath of it. So it's a great conversation to have with your family, with your friends, with your coworkers.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen. This week is Severe Weather Awareness Week. This is part one of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.